So we have all these cool cases. Who submitted? We didn't have that many, and I apologize for yesterday us not really reminding you. But on the other hand, if you really wanted it, you would have not needed a reminder, is what I figure, right? So the ones that really were dedicated, they filled out the sheets, and the ones that, you know, if you didn't, you didn't. It's no big deal, right? So there's a few here. And the first one I have up here is Bobby. Come on up here and sit with me, unless you want to be hidden and down the audience. You know, this is the thing. If you're going to be out there and you're a coach or you're a doctor, you're a practitioner, you got to be seen, right? You have to be willing to be seen. So here you go.
Okay.
All right. So Bobby, and you run the Center for Conscious Healing.
Yeah. And well, actually, that's originally what my business was called. I don't usually have a name for my business now because I live in a foreign country in a small thing. I'm actually the holistic medical director for something called BumiSehatInternational.org, which is a birthing center in which I put a holistic medical, Chinese-based medicine, herbal, and to whatever extent you can do nutrition. That's basically an NGO. It's free care or donation care for local people, financed by all of our good energy, good vibes, and Western people that we
try our
private work. So, yeah.
That's amazing. And you've been doing that for how long? You've been there 15 years in Bali?
Yeah.
Wow. And are you going to stay there, or are you planning to come back to the States?
No, I'm trying to start a pregnancy clinic for Indian women
in Peru
as a nonprofit. But I think I need to, what I want to do is, I mean, I do a lot of all of this already. Like, I've been doing gut microbiome and stuff for, I guess, a year or so. Mm-hmm. I'm good at picking up what's out there, you know, basically for free. and because I started with Jeffrey Bland 40 years ago, I have the kind of mindset to know
thinking.
What to pick up. Yeah, I can identify what's worthwhile and what's not.
Yeah.
I also have to keep an extremely low
profile
in Bali. So, yeah, I think I'm sort of at the end of... It's making me small, and I also need to go online because there are no more foreign countries that you can practice. And in America, medical license, I am licensed in America as an oriental medicine person, but it's a state-by-state
it's
situation.
It's state-by-state. So you have to figure out where you want to be, and if you're going to move, you have to do it again.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, teaching groups, doing retreats, and being online, having online programs is the next step for me.
Yeah.
My biggest, other than the reality of the situation and how that's going to do. Because I've worked for the universe for like 30, 40 years, so my life is pretty much led by God, I guess you would say.
Wow.
So I don't exactly have plans. These are opportunities generally that come to me, and then they're right, so I do them.
But you do them,
They work out better than when I tried to decide what I should do.
Well, sometimes we tune into what feels right for us, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
And I've found that, you know, and even in founding the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. Does anybody know the story of how we called it that? Does anybody care to hear the story?
Yes.
So I started a program and we called it, we had an energy recharge inner circle for our consumers. So I created this program called the Energy Recharge Practitioner Training. And I started doing it and just teaching different things. It was you know, very low key the first time. We got about 20 people to join us, and a couple of them were in the room today. Pamela, she's Pamela tomorrow. You'll see her. She has long blonde hair. She's from upstate New York, and she has 8 kids that she homeschools. So she started out in that program, and so I was thinking, what do I really need this, you know, this moving forward. I want to create this whole institute and training and all that. And what should I call it? Well, I broke my arm. This was like 6 years ago. Broke my arm, and it turned out I needed surgery. My bone was displaced. And so I decided to do it, but I wasn't going to go under anesthesia. There's no way I'm trusting anybody to put me out. So I told them I wanted just a local. They gave me a local block. And so I'm sitting there, laying there, chatting with the anesthesiologist. He goes, well, I don't usually get to talk to my patients, right? Duh. So we're having this conversation about kids and raising kids. And turned out one of his kids knows one of your friends, Kevin, was on his same baseball team or something. And we're having this nice conversation. We ran out of this stuff to talk about. And I'm like, we have another hour and a half to go, and I need talking to, because it's distracting hearing a saw and, you know, all this stuff on your arm. And so I said to him, so why don't you ask me a question about nutrition? Anything about nutrition, I can talk for days straight. The time will go by, everything will be fine. He goes, really? You're interested in nutrition? That's so cool. He said, what branch of nutrition are you interested in? And I'm like, branch of nutrition? Branches of medicine, but branch of nutrition. And what blurted out of my mouth was, you know what I like best is nutritional endocrinology. And I went, how am I going to remember this? I got goosebumps like head to toe. And I'm like, oh my God, that's what I'm going to call my program, nutritional endocrine. That's perfect, right? We're using nutrition to control the hormones. I was very much into thyroid and adrenal and blood sugar. And then I started looking into it. And I'm like, so I got to get that website. So I remembered it, and I said to Scott on the way home, I said, first thing we got to do when we get home is look up nutritional endocrinology and get that website, nutritionalendocrinology.com. And he's like, okay. So we did. We got it, and that's how it was born. Wow. Isn't that wild? It was like this message from the universe, right? Yeah. I'm like, nutritional endocrinology, I never heard those two words put together before. Isn't that cool? And it describes what I do to a T. So exciting. So you want to, okay, tell me a little bit. You said online courses and you're going to do this other thing. What? Okay, I'm just going to have you drop into your heart.
Okay.
So even a year from now, where do you want to see yourself? Do you want to see yourself still in Bali? Do you see yourself in this Peru thing? Or do you see yourself a combination of in a location but having some online presence?
Yeah, I sort of see myself as being able to take what I, first of all, part of it is I have to take this vast amount that I know and condense it into some kind of a form that other people can actually read and
right.
use. Because I'm really... One-on-one, I love one-on-one. And if it weren't for the fact that the world was changing, and I also probably should try to reach, people have asked me to try to reach a larger audience. I mean,
yeah.
I mostly specialize. I went into internal medicine and chronic degenerative disease 40 years ago because I knew that's where people were the farthest away from their own destiny and their own soul, and that was the only thing that interested me. I became a hippie when I was 25, and Bob, the same time, you know, Woodstock and I started together. Well,
wow.
No, I started 2 years before
Woodstock.
Before
that, yeah.
And so that's been my whole life, and I'm very happy with it. It's proven to be an awesome thing. So where I see it going is this. I see that I need to probably go online and design some courses, set up some passive income, and then just continue to do what I do probably in just a larger way. And where I see myself being everywhere. I don't really see myself being in one place.
Okay, so that gives me a good idea because you want to be everywhere. You want
right.
to be not in one place, an online presence, or where you can still do, so
yeah.
you can still do one-on-one, but you're doing it on Zoom with people and they can be
right.
across the world from you, right?
Right?
And learning to do that in combination, it sounds like, courses plus that one-on-one
right.
long distance. So you're the freewheeler and you're
yeah.
just going around, right?
Yeah,
so do you feel like you have a body of work that's inside of you, a methodology, a way that you want to leave a legacy for? You want to share with people
right.
so it doesn't, you know,
right.
transcend with you in 50, 75
yeah,
years?
Yeah, I definitely
when,
feel
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I feel that my approach primarily has been to combine what
Western
this is about
yeah.
with people's spiritual development and to understand that what you have physically has definition and become Chinese medicine. What's that about? Lifestyle change, actually what it is that you're not in alignment with is causing you to have symptoms. Symptoms talk to you.
Yeah.
When we do a diagnosis, I do a lot of personal contact.
Yeah.
And though I get everyone's life story.
Yeah, that's important,
you know,
right? And that's the thing. I'm just going to interrupt for
yeah.
a second because the one thing that I see is creating a timeline for of a person, like how, you know, what happened when you were born, what happened next, because when we just jump in and what's happening now and we address the symptoms that are happening now, whether we address them naturally or with acupuncture needles or with herbs or with food, we're still not seeing that progression and that story. And it's real important to get a person's story and map it out, because sometimes when I start to map it out, one person was like, it was really clear to me that her whole process, all the breakdown of her physical, mm-hmm. happened after a certain trauma
right.
when she was 8 or 9 years old.
Right.
She didn't relate it because the symptoms came on much later, but there was like a disconnect. So I think that your work is important.
I'll try to give you a short story of how I finally came to really understand what this was about. I was a spiritual seeker from obviously the time I was 25. I was in herbal medicine very early in life and then in Chinese medicine. But I had a very dark period, like almost everyone here, I am sure, too. And I was in northern India doing refugee work with the Dalai Lama, with Tibetan refugees for the Dalai Lama. And I, after coming out of a dark period, and it got kind of bad there, and so I had to quit the medical team, and I went and listened to the Dalai Lama, and something that they were talking about brought up a thought in my head, and the next day, I broke out literally in big red hives, completely up the inside of my legs, around my body. I went to everyone there. First of all, I was staying with one of the Dalai Lama's ex-physicians. He was useless. I went to the Ayurvedic doctor, the homeopathic doctor. What else is there? Every doctor that was there, Tibetan doctors, Ayurvedic, homeopathic, and something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody asked me what was going on in my life. Everyone found a physical reason or tried to find it or couldn't find it. You know, when I look back, and then I had a major shift in consciousness kind of thing, and when I look back, what I realized was that nobody asked me, what's going on in your life? What's happening to you? And it was clearly related to the emotional work I was doing in life.
Yeah.
So I always start with, wherever you are, what was going on in your life then?
Exactly.
And go back to that.
That's a super important question, and it's not usually on a standard medical questionnaire.
Yeah.
Right? It's very obviously missing, and we need to ask that question. So, okay, so getting back to you. So it sounds to me like creating online program, but I think you are a thinker you're big here, right? And having help with focusing it in,
right?
And asking some pointed questions, mapping it out, and then working. Because you're not going to work on, you can't work on everything, right?
I'm actually mostly interested in helping people, pretty much what you do, but I'm not. You're a little farther down the road than I am, actually. So why are you having the problem you're having? What's really going on in your life? And therefore, this and this. So I see all the things that we do as our toolbox, but not as what we really do as healthcare professionals.
Yeah. So I think you can do it in a group setting. Maybe it's a small group, maybe it's a larger group, maybe it's a larger group with a small subgroup like we do with our 40 people and we have the calls with that and everybody gets to see what everybody else is going on. And then we have small groups and then we have one-on-one mixed in with it. So you can leverage your time. You can help people over a longer period of time. You can keep the investment affordable for people and you can really have the time to dig and really dig in. Because what you can get in a group process, and Laura does this beautifully with her thing, she gets into group process with people working on removing different blocks in different areas. And then there's even technology to help you to be able to break it down and give direction to people and put them in separate Zoom rooms and move between the rooms.
Uh-huh.
And there's all kinds of great technology to do to help you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do is your first step would be to rein it in, right? And sit down with what are my skills? And when you start to list them, you'll have 3, 4, 7, 27 pages of what are all the skills that I have.
Right.
What am I doing and how do I do it? And then rank them. Like what's the stuff that really gives me the most joy to do? If I had to give up everything else on the list, this is a good way to go if you're all over. If I had to give up everything else on the list, which you don't, but if you had to, which one would you keep? Which one would you keep? Right? And then you can pick the top five and then we can map it out and help you to create what is that program look like for you?
Right.
And how do you get it out to the world on a big level? And incorporating the Chinese medicine with the Ayurvedic, with the nutrition.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I see too.
That's what I would see.
The question is I don't know the next steps myself really.
Well,
I mean, I have an idea, but
I don't
have the skills.
You don't have, that's exactly right. And that's why we offer what we offer.
Yeah.
Because I could coach you through that.
I bet you can.
I could coach you through that. That's what I do well. I coach other people's, I see other people's visions come to life better than my own, right? Because we're outside of it. Like, I I channeled her presentation. She's like doing stuff. I'm like, no, you two in your head. Let's get in your heart. And she's such a big heart. And I just went, make sure you add this. And I like channeled her whole presentation for her. And we do that on our calls, right? And I'm like, she runs this Otter program every time we have calls because it transcribes as you go. And so you can't write fast enough. Because sometimes they'll say, wait, could you repeat that? And I'm like, no. Because I don't know where it's coming from. It's coming. And your sales copy is just coming out of my mouth. You know, I'll sit down to write my own sales copy and go, what should I say? Right? But when I'm, you know, in that energy of giving, it comes out really well. Yeah. Yeah. So good. Yeah. I would,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay! Let me give you a hug. Thank you. It's been such a joy.
Likewise.
And you might rank as the oldest person in the program if you came
probably.
In.
Probably. I'll be 77.
77. Okay.
But I have a very young spirit.
No, you do. Same with all, but we have four, at least four in their 70s
good.
That are in the program.
It's
so
really
it's really about
yourself.
It is. And age is so silly to even talk about, but so many times people think at age, you know, 65 is when you retire, which is a horrible word. You know, when you retire and like, when are you going to retire? When I die?
I thought 60 was great, but I got depressed at 65, and I think I got depressed at 65, but small way, not a big depression. But because, you know, that program that we're programmed, like you retire at 65,
age.
You feel old at 65.
And you're eligible for Medicare
well
and
that,
Social Security,
you know?
And it's like, hell, Scott said, oh, they sent you this card, the whatever it was, the aged society, I don't know. And he says, here, you can carry this card because you can get a senior discount. I said, hell no, I'm not using a senior discount card. I'll pay full price. I'm not a senior. Sorry, not a senior. I got like at least 25 years before I'm a senior. At least. I don't think I've hit middle age yet. That's what I tell people. Middle age is like 10 years beyond whatever I'm at.
That's right.
Because I don't plan to go anywhere within the next 60 years.
Yeah. In Peru, they told me I was going to live to 100. So I figured I'd better get really healthy at this age. If I'm going to, you know, I want to be like this no matter. And now with stem cells, maybe 120 or 130.
Could be.
So
have you, well, I'll show you. Yeah. I won't. I have a presentation tomorrow, and I'll show you some pictures of my centennials. Centennial, whatever
there
you call them,
really
that are really doing like yoga teachers and marathon runners and all that. So, you know, it's all in our heads. You know, that myth of aging is just all in our heads. It's crazy.
Thank you. Really
thank you. All right. Is Sheridan in the room? Come on up. Woohoo! Came all the way from Australia. Hey, welcome. Here, you get
thank
this.
You. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh,
whoa.
So I actually didn't think I was going to get picked.
You
so,
didn't?
Yeah. I think it was just good for me to write the things down and then just hear my
Anytime
thoughts.
Anytime you have the opportunity to write your thoughts down, right?
I'm a little bit tired of clinical practice, and I've actually tried to scale back because I'm a single mom, and I don't want to... I need the support, and I'm at the stage where I need the business team around me in order to grow because I'm not in my zone of genius where I am only doing clinical practice. So I probably need some... I've spent a lot of money on marketing, and I've done all of Callan Rush's trainings, and I'm Kendall Summerhawks. And because I go away and I get really inspired and fired up after a workshop, but... I go home to very far away.
To the reality, yeah.
Yeah. And
so
then,
do you work with them with one-on-one or
no,
just like going to
the
their
retreats
workshops?
And so I've got a lot of information in my head, but I can't implement.
Information without implementation is nothing.
Useless.
Yeah, it's useless, right? Yeah. And then you gather it and you gather it and you gather it and you gather it and then you don't do anything with it. So that's why... I like to work with people with, here's the information, but let's implement, right?
Yeah.
Let's do this done for you. Let's get it done. Let's test it. Let's make sure it's working. Let's get you in front of you know, all the people.
Yeah, so
and, yeah.
I'm writing a book. I have created an online program. I've been on some online summits and stuff.
Cool.
But I don't,
how does that work?
Do you get I've following? Actually invited, always invited.
No, I mean, how does it work after? Do you have follow-ups that people do or
I
downloads?
Offer, I offered a one-on-one discovery call, and then I sold, you know, people bought it, and then I actually created it because I hadn't even thought anyone was going to buy it. So
that's the way you build a business. Build, sell it, and then build it. You don't ever build it and then sell it.
Except give yourself a little bit of time, because I was
you
still
give yourself
under the
time, right?
So yeah, I've actually tested, and I guess I then stopped doing those things because it was exerting a lot of energy, and I mostly have been living on referrals because I have a website, but I don't really do anything to try and drive traffic to it. I get people, psychologists referring to me, and
and you are you as busy as you want to be?
Yeah, okay. For one-on-one.
Are you making the income you want to be making?
The impact is probably more important.
Okay.
To me.
So you're making enough income to support you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Impact is fine. Income is fine.
Okay. Great.
I did the $2,000 90-day program model for a while, and I felt like I was not allowing the people that needed my help to be that couldn't afford it. So I scrapped that idea too, of doing the high end, less customers, and.
So are you doing visit to visit? They pay visit to visit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've gone back to just hourly rates, one-on-one, which is why I probably can't and don't want to see too many people.
Yeah, no, because that's very consuming.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very consuming.
Yeah.
And people try to spread it out, right? Who does that? You'll say, okay, I need to see you in 2 weeks, and 4 months later you're seeing him again, and then the startup again is like, who is this person? And you're reading all their files. And I found that I had to stop doing it that way because it was, you know, I'd sign them up for a bundle. I'd sign them up for a 3-month package or a 2-month package. But what I did for the people who, because I felt the same way. I want people, we have a membership.
Mm.
And they pay like $25 a month, and they get a call where they can come and ask questions.
Mm.
Soon it's going to be transitioned, so it's not me on those calls. It'll be one of the coaches on those calls to get me out of that. But they can come, and they can spend that $25 a month, and they get that, and they get a kitchen show, and they get other things. So that's another way to do it, that because you've got to protect yourself first, because if you burn out, it ain't going to work. You're not going to be there for anybody. And if you just keep on doing this one-on-one, and then you don't know, you have no idea what your next month's income is going to be because you don't know how many people are going to sign up for an appointment, right?
Yeah.
And so when there's predictability, then you sleep better and then you don't work as hard.
Yeah.
So I think having some help with getting that structure in place, like what's your end goal? Impact, which is what
I
want.
And I'm writing a book.
Yeah.
But again, I go through moments where I think, I should just tell people I'm not available so I can concentrate, because if I do have a quiet week, I start to think, oh, good, I'm going to write and finish that. But then people book in.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, darn.
Well,
and then,
now I haven't got the space to write. And then that keeps going.
And writing needs big box. You can't write in an hour between patients.
No.
What's your book?
Overthinking.
Overthinking. great.
And the genetics behind it. So using people's genetic, and that's what inspired, like I met you 4 years ago, at a joint venture because I was still trying to look for help, you know, people that could, like-minded, in Los Angeles we were. And,
was that the one where Milana was at?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I remember.
But it was when you've stayed with the science, and that's what I love about you. You've created what you wanted, and you've evolved with the science and the functional testing and the clinical relevance, and so that's why when you put out the program to have last year's shine, I was like, I grabbed that, and so I'm super glad I'm here. But
it's
really relevant to my book as well,
because
it's the markers, and it's also motivating because people then go, that's why I do that,
not because
I'm actually, you know, something wrong with my personality. It's like it's in my genes, and I can actually do these interventions, which is my book will be the how-to for those 13 genes. So not just five like Ben Bentrock.
Right. Mm. Yeah, because it's just limited. So yeah. You said you have a 297 Feel Great Naked group?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
That was a food-based, just kickstart kind of program where they just got one coaching call each week. I probably should fix it up. It's not that great, but it's already created. Like I've sold it as a bonus for the people that did the 2000 program.
Okay. So you haven't sold it to people individually, like marketed it?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a group thing.
It's a group, but you haven't marketed it big time. Yeah, like gotten out, getting people in. So mainly use it as a bonus.
After I created it, I just was, I don't know.
Is it something you want to do, to have a... Maybe not one with live coaching calls, but something you can...
It's okay. They probably... People that don't really... are on a standard diet, I guess they would still learn... They would learn stuff from it still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people did lose weight on it. And
Yeah, because another option you can do is you can create it, and then you can just have a weekly coaching call that you do. And you just do it. And you open it to whatever programs you have, right? So if you've got this this group that you sell this 297 for, they can come. If you have your $2,000 group, or you sell a bundle of private coaching calls, you then can have them have that in addition to the private coaching, and then you can have less private coaching and more group and have the price be at a price where you can get a larger audience. So there's a lot of options. For using stuff like that and having an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So one-on-one, you want up to 10 per week.
Yeah, I don't really want to... They're an hour each.
Yeah. And then there's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's never an hour, right?
But I've got a bookkeeper, so...
Yeah, but I mean in terms of if you're doing labs, you need to review the labs a little bit beforehand.
And ordering stock. I've got a dispensary still.
Oh,
Like not a massive one, but I've got stock.
But you've got that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think think about that group kind of thing, and then go... I would definitely advise to go back to... the group only group packages. The first one you do individually, right? You charge them for it, they get it. You go, what I need to do is work with you for 3 months. And I just tell them straight out. I used to do where you can pay as you go, and I found it doesn't work for you and it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for you because you're gonna skimp on coming as frequently as you need to, and you're not going to get the support, the accountability. And typically I'll get people, I haven't been in for a while because I went off track. And I didn't want to, to tell you. I'm like, that's the time you need to see me. When you're doing great, that's not the time you need me. But you need me when you're going off track. Mm. And I try to support people in that. But I think that if you go back to the packages rather than the time for dollar, and then in those packages you can bundle, like, some other things that are digital. And then, because people go, you make $150, $250, $300 an hour, whatever it is, and they're out there in the fields, making $10 an hour, they're feeling kind of resentful. But if you offer them a program that has a lot of other stuff, there's these recipes, there's this other stuff that you can do, you can do really well with that. And my first package was, I jumped in and I did a $497 package, and it had like an initial consult and two follow-ups and then an end consult, and they got my Green Cleanse program, and they got three ebooks, and they had all this for $4.97, and everybody was like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Right? And that was a long time ago. But that's the way, you start with a bundle that's smaller, and then you move them into, and you always have that last call be the reassessment call. Remember we said we do the whole thing in reassessment? That last call is your reassessment call. Mm. That's where you tell them, look, your headaches were four times a week, and now they're only once every 2 weeks. How often do you want to have headaches? And they'll go, less than once every 2 weeks. Like, okay, great. We still work to do. We worked on food allergies, but we still haven't worked on your gut microbiome. We still haven't worked on some of the stuff I think is going on with your neurotransmitters. What I recommend our next steps, that your next steps would be, you need to work on this, 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 and this. And what I'd love to do is, continue to work with you on that, and you can do my next step package, whatever that is, and then you offer them the next step. So you give them the opportunity to get in at a lower investment. Mm-hmm. So you calculate what that is. And my numbers are based on like 8-10 years ago, so it's more now. But
I guess because I also, within a couple of consults, I'm using functional testing, e.g. IMAP, Dutch, SIBO
You can
test.
Throw in a test if you want to in a package.
Yeah.
I just sold a very high-end package to someone. I decided I would take two people at a very high-end package where I would just be there, and I packaged it in with all these functional tests and then the evaluation and regular visits and all that.
Yeah.
And I included a Dutch, and I included a stool test and one other. Blood tests I don't ever include, just because even in the States there's different... Yeah, well, insurance covers a lot of it, but also some states, you can't get them unless a doctor in that state actually orders them. So I don't bother with that. I let them get that through either direct labs or through their doctors or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I think that you got a lot going on here. I think what you've been missing, you have the education, you have this clinical skills, but what you're missing is accountability and a mentoring relationship, rather than just go to a weekend workshop or
And the business and learn stuff.
And I guess that's what I mean on the business stuff.
And I've got to hire people, which is where I go, well, who do I trust? So,
yeah, tell me about it. It's a hard one, but you can't get there without team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay,
all right.
I'll
well,
think
thank
about
you.
That. Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hug.
Okay,
thank you. Good job.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, what time is it?
8:56.
Oh, 8:56, we're at the end. So I thought we'd get to 2, and we did. So who else was here? I think the other people aren't even in the room. What's that? Let me see. Anissa. All right, I'll do one more, but it has to be quick. Come on up, girl. All right. So all of them were hot seats versus cases. So that's good. So you're a USANA distributor, and you work with Allie? Yay. And you offer people healthier immune system, weight loss, more energy, better skin care, and healthier from the inside out. That's perfect, right? That's so perfect. Right now you're selling product, but you want to offer services.
Yeah.
You want to do some coaching with folks, right? All right. So your vision when you had to do your 1 year was that you were in our program and that you were starting to coach people, right?
Yes.
So when you think about that, just close your eyes and sit with that. A year from now, you're attracting clients in. I want you to feel into what that feels like. You've got some knowledge, you know, you're halfway through the program, and you're starting to see clients one-on-one and offering them stuff. So just really feel into it. Drop into your heart. You're in your head right now. Yeah, drop into your heart. What comes up?
Customer education. Being able to provide them the tools and resources that they need.
Okay, so what comes up, that's in your head still. What comes up feeling-wise? I mean, is it like, wow, this is so cool, or fear? Or is it, I can't do that? Or like, what feeling comes up when you think about that?
Doubt.
Doubt, okay.
Yeah.
This is a common one. Who's ever had doubt in their ability to actually... Yes, right. I want that vision, but I doubt it. That's for someone else,
right?
What's your experience been with doubt throughout your life?
Not being able to feel accomplished.
In what way? Are there things you've tried that have failed?
Well, the thing is that even though I have the doubt, I don't let barriers get to me. I always try to overcome them.
Okay. Give me an example of a time that happened.
Well, I'm visually impaired for one.
Yeah.
And I don't drive. And it keeps me from... furthering, excelling, because I depend on someone.
Yeah.
And even though that's the case,
I'm independent. Mm-hmm. I am my own person, and I have people who look up to me because I don't let barriers get to me. I don't know.
Yeah, so you're feeling like you do have this impairment. Is this a lifelong impairment? Is it recent?
Yes, childhood. So you weren't born. Low vision. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you value independence, mm-hmm. right? So you haven't let that hurt you, hold you back. Do you have any impairment with the vision? Would you be able to watch videos or, read online, or do you have to mostly rely on the audio?
Mostly on the audio.
Mostly on the audio. Okay.
That is a barrier, but I do ask for accommodations when, this was very short notice, but descriptive videos and stuff like that, or I use my, because I'm a visual blind person is what I call myself. I'm functional. I'm a functional blind person because I can still walk around and I can still see, but I can't see far.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I'm independent, but yet I'm dependent.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't let that. I have a full-time job. I have my part-time with USANA.
Yeah.
I still get myself out there with the help of my husband. I go to the gym.
Awesome.
Take care of myself. And so I have barriers, but yet I don't let them, stop me.
You don't let them block you. They may slow you down a little bit.
Right.
Right, make you have to have special accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm not where I need to be at or where I want to be at.
So did you fill out one of those questionnaires that we did with the wheel?
Yes.
So where are you in terms of, we'll just go to our three prongs, right? Where do you feel you are with relationship to your clinical abilities, like what you know about how the body works and how to do lab testing and all that?
I don't have any knowledge.
You don't have that. Okay.
I know that the issues that I have, that others have, that I wish that I feel like I have to experience the healing and the solve my solutions before I can teach someone else or show them.
Yeah, right. So that goes back to the first part where we talked about as part of the program is mm-hmm. that self-care mastery, mm-hmm. like going through the individual programs to get yourself up to speed and then starting on the more in-depth.
Right. I've been wanting to be a health coach for many years now, but finances is one of my issues. But it was a blessing for this to come up just out of nowhere. And so I know that I've been groomed. I've been grooming all this time, and I do a lot of personal development. So I know I've got the tools and I got the resources to sell my products,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have the tools and resources as far as the labs and tests, clinical stuff.
Right. So that's it. So you're feeling like there's a little bit of a disconnect on the self-care part, and a little disconnect and a big disconnect on the clinical part and the business part you have a little bit more fluency with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would it take to get you to step into your dream of becoming a health coach? What needs to happen for you to be able to do that?
I feel like I need the courses.
Yeah, okay. And then what...
'Cause I've looked into a lot of courses,
right.
but this has been the main one that I feel that I see the most improvement.
So it sounds like finances are the thing that holds you back.
Yeah.
Have you ever decided you were going to do something and not known how the heck you were going to pay for it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like coming over here for one.
Yeah, and what happened?
Every year it's something, going to convention for USANA or going to Sweet Retreat for personal development, going to Eric Worre for personal development. I mean, it's always, never knew.
You register and then you put it out to the universe to figure it out.
You say yes, you tell the world and you figure it out. Yeah.
Okay, so what if you did that now
I
this program?
Yes.
What if you just took a chance? and put it out to the universe with true intention that something was going to come along. How many of us, how many of you in the audience have done that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And something, you figure something out.
Right.
Because when you put, you got to set a strong intention.
Yeah.
And the intention is out there, and we don't know how it's going to come back to us. And there may be some simple strategies or simple things that come to you and go, oh, I could sell this, or I could do that, or I... And like I said, that one guy came to the conference, couldn't pay the $97 for the seat deposit. We gave it to him for $25. He was so blown away, and he wanted to be in the program. And we're like, and 2 weeks later, he came with the money in an envelope. Mm-hmm. Now, I still don't know if he robbed a bank. I still don't know if he, you know, dealt drugs online to get it happening. I have no idea how he got that money, and I wasn't about to ask, but he... You know, he's been great. Mm-hmm. He's been going through the program, and it's helped him a lot personally. And
I'm totally in. You know, I do want to, you know, take the course. There's no doubt about that. I've have other opportunities to, you know, being visually impaired, I can have the state pay for some kind of course, but it's not this. It's not this type of.
You mean the some kind of vocational course they'll pay for you?
Yeah, they'll pay for you know, personal training or physical trainer or some type of whatever I would want to. You know, being visually impaired, I can, being legally blind, I can have vocational services help me, you know, pay for that.
Right.
But
have you looked into it for education?
Yes.
And they said no.
No. They would. But it's not this.
But I'm saying, have you, when you say it's not this, is because you've tried or because you're assuming it's not this? Have you applied? Is there a application process? You don't want to do this,
yes.
And you applied. Have you tried?
No, I haven't applied because I work for blind services. I work for the vocational services with the state.
You work for them, so you know
what the rules are. So I know the process. I've been through it. I know what it is. You know, mm-hmm. I know that but they won't pay because my substantial employment is them.
Is them.
So that's what holds me back from furthering my education to become another career.
So I'm just going to have you do that future pace again. Mm-hmm. So it's a year from now, and you haven't done anything different. Where are you at? And how does that feel?
Disappointing, because I'm not there.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I really would want to be there.
Yeah.
I want to see myself there. I want to be able to help others. I want to be able to serve and help others. So.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you've had any conversations with...
I did, and there was a few numbers that we worked with. Mm-hmm. So, we'll toggle with them.
Yeah, keep playing with it. Because I feel your desire. I feel your passion. I also felt when you dropped into it's not happening, a very big disappointment coming over you, and your eyes started to tear up, right? It's emotional.
Because I have a lot of health issues besides my vision.
Yeah.
You know, I have the fatigue and sleep apnea and heartburn and all these kind of things that I could benefit for myself at the same time. That's like when I got in USANA, it was for residual income, and I'm not where I need to be at, you know. And because I knew the products, I felt like the products were superior, you know, they were premium to me, mm-hmm. you know, and I know that they work, but I got in for residual income.
Yeah.
And so this is a little different. This is for me, self-care, you know, as well. And I want to be able to help others
At the same time. So maybe there's a way we can get you started on just the self-care part. Mm-hmm. And then you work through that and then get into the next piece.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, we'll have them talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.